I'm going inside her story this morning with one of my favorite artists, singer Eric Benet, to see what his intentions were behind the song, aside from just providing some entertaining music. Good morning, Eric.
What's up? How you feeling?
Very well, very well. Okay, now, are you surprised by the reaction to this Redbone Girl song?
Nah, I'm not really surprised at all. I mean,
oh, you knew this was going to happen?
I knew it was going to be a robust conversation. I knew that for sure. But I mean, I think the song came about where I did this song Chocolate Legs a few years mm-hmm. ago, and basically Chocolate Legs is mm-hmm. a song about an experience with one particular woman who happened to be darker complected. And people loved the song, and I got a lot of comments on Twitter or Facebook, jokingly, like lovingly, just kind of funny, teasing, like from lighter complected women saying, okay, I love the song, but what about, you know, my karma legs, you know? So I think that kind of just stuck in the back of my mind somewhere. And it also just posed a question in my mind, like, well, you know, why can't I write a song about one experience with one particular woman who happens to be lighter complected? And I think that's really gave the birth to the song. I understand the history, and I still think that it's still kind of a double standard, that it's cool for me to write a song about my experience with a dark woman, but if I write one song about one experience with a lighter complected woman, then it just causes an uproar, you know? I mean, I think, I don't know, am I alone on that? Does that seem kind of like a double standard?
Yeah, it does, Eric.
Historical way, it's because of the history of it. You know, there's a study far back as 2011 that suggests that lighter-skinned African-Americans do get preferential treatment. So it's easier, I would think, for lighter-skinned African-Americans to kind of take this lightly.
On this song, Redbone Girl, you have Lil Wayne, Chocolate mm-hmm. Legs. If you had read Lil Wayne on Chocolate Legs, do you think you would have had a problem?
Yeah, I feel you.
Well, but Eric, I mean, I don't know. I think it's the issue. Go ahead.
You said that you anticipated some discussion. Had you had this before as you were in the studio? Did you have
input? from my own personal, like, any kind of, like, social double standard, and I understand, I understand there's, like, hundreds of years of history behind this, but still, in 2012, it's a double standard. You know, gays aren't allowed to get married and raise a family, or women aren't allowed to make the same amount of money for the same work, you know. Any kind of social double standard like that, it just irks me, it bugs me. So the more people started to tell me when I said, I remember I told my band members, I'm like, yo, okay, you know that groove we came up with? I'm calling that Redbone. They looked at me like, bro, you sure you want to do that? I mean, I'm an artist. I should be able to talk about my experiences and not have to, you know, put it through like a filter of what are people going to think.
Really? He's an artist. He is expressing himself.
An artist should be allowed to express themselves anyway. Way they want to, huh?
Absolutely.
So, Eric, what do you say to all the chocolate girls out there who might be a little upset about the Redbone Girl song?
I would say once again that this song in no way is any kind of a statement about my preference for light skin versus black skin or dark skin. It's not a versus song at all. It's just like Chocolate Legs was. It's a song about an experience with one woman. I love dark-complected women. I love light-complected women. I think there's beauty in all spectrums of the rainbow, and that's kind of the point that I was trying to make with the song.